Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. welcome back. We have John W. Spring filling in here with Pastor Butch Paugh. John is always an amazing guy to have on. He always has a fountain of knowledge in so many areas. John, you have your latest letters you sent me, and I've had them posted up, about the crisis in Venezuela. I want to cover a whole wide range of topics, but I'd like to start off with the ones that are most important to your heart. Well, the most immediate danger, of course, is the fact that Donald Trump has been persecuted for 2.5 years. Whether you like Trump or not, this whole scheme against him was illegal and criminal. And the people that did it actually should be going to jail, including the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the media, and including people that own things like the Washington Post, like Mr. Jeff Bezos. Until this starts to happen, which I think will by June, we're going to start seeing the Uber and the Horowitz reports come out. And Mr. Barr obviously looks like he's actually decided there's enough in this initial Mueller report. He's going to investigate the investigators. Now, Mueller left the door open for the Democrats, Nadler and Schiff. And I've changed Mr. Schiff's last name to S-H-I, and I've changed his two Fs to two Ts, S-H-I-T-T. And Nadler, I call Nadler. He's like a Nadler. He's always Nadler. He will lose his position as the chairperson of the investigative committee if he decides to stop investigating so-called, not collusion, because that's already closed, but obstruction. Now, how can you obstruct when you didn't commit a crime or when you're aggravated because you're illegally charged with something you didn't do? I don't understand that. To me, it's a violation of common sense as well as decency, let alone the law. And I think the Steny Hoyer, the second-in-command of the Democrats, has enough sense as a veteran politician to realize this is a dead end. And unless the Democrats start legislating for infrastructure, the border, and other issues, the Democrats are going to lose the election and will lose the House, which they just recently regained. It's my feeling that the analysis of this, and we need also advise Trump. I'm desperately trying from my back doors to get through to Donald Trump because he needs to hear from me and from you, John W. Spring, on critical issues. He needs to hear from me about solutions to the health care issue so we don't have an idiot like Bernie Sanders Claus. This guy is a blithering idiot. And I can tell you there's some people here locally here in California that think Bernie's the best thing. No, he's selling you a bill of goods, and there's a number of reasons why it's going to be a disaster, but we'll get into that later. I'd like you to cover the stories you think are most important right now, because now that this has come out and on Drudge, it says here, this is what Trump's statement, the day after the battle moves to the Hill, and Donald Trump himself said this thing is total bull, S-H-I, double T. It's just ridiculous. The whole thing, and what Mueller did when he spun it, was 11 points to indicate he might have been trying to or thinking about obstructing, but he didn't ever do anything. As an executive order, he could have actually stopped and fired Mueller. He didn't. He might have actually told Gans and his other one he's going to... He didn't. The fact is, Trump, no wonder he's frustrated. He's been accused of something that paralyzed his presidency for 2.5 years, and now he's got 18 months left to try to do something now with the House lost. And we probably lost the House because the media were so much against Trump that the voters voted to vote the Democrats in to take the House back. So, this, in fact, that Nancy Pelosi is sitting there as a Speaker of the House, and we have these Democrats like Ilhan Omar and someone elected, is probably a result of the fact that the media persecuted Trump illegally and did a coup, and they did a partial coup. They did a partial coup because they lost the House. Because imagine what Trump would have done if he had listened to, number one, our group of, I call Samuel counselors, and number two, not been persecuted for 2.5 years. Imagine what the man would have done to fix health care, to fix the border, and fix other things. And that's being delayed now by these dumb Democrats that Steny Hoyer at least has the sense to realize if you continue to investigate, you're not going to legislate as a bipartisan legislation on infrastructure or the border or anything else. The Democrats are going to commit geopolitical suicide, and none of these idiots are going to get elected.
Okay. Now, you covered a lot.
I want to lay groundwork, and I want you to get into the information that you think is most pressing is what's going on with Russia. Now, yes, they are hacking into everybody's elections, Europe and elsewhere, but we're in a nuclear danger from Russia right now. And
yes,
I don't see
are.
Trump addressing it properly at all, do you?
No, I don't. And part of the reason, of course, is because of what you just alluded to, all of these accusations that have been falsely made against the president. And on top of that, he's had to rely on advice from people that basically have another agenda. But he's not aware of that yet. he assumes that they are his most loyal advisors, when in reality they have a completely different globalist agenda in mind.
I think he's starting to wake up, because it was getting near the end of the deal. For example, that's why he fired his female head of the Department of Homeland Security. When the law is an ass, don't defend it. Like this Flores hearing that said when a child arrives here, even if it's not with a genetically accompanied adult, you have to release them into the country. That's crazy. What you want to do is you want to return the child to their home country pronto. And I like the Trump's idea of actually making sure that only at the ports of entry can you actually apply for amnesty in order to get into the country. You can't just apply anywhere else except at maybe back to your home place in your home country, let's say El Salvador. Trump's starting to use a little common sense, but what he needs to do is put up a cyber wall first, send the military and the troops to kill the drug cartels and go to the Mexican-Guatemalan border, make those countries livable. If he's going to give any money to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua, he has to give it to make sure that the life is better for the people there rather than to politicians or NGOs who are just going to waste it.
Yeah.
And just cutting their money off isn't the solution to the problem. He also needs to have a Bracero 2 program re-erected, which means we bust them from their home country, put a tracker anklet on them, have them work picking fruit or whatever, keep half their salary, and when they go back, give them the other half. It's that simple. They don't get citizenship. They don't get to leave the farm. They don't get to go to cities. They don't get to wander all over the damn country. They work in their particular area. They have their, even if their kids are with them, you have them go to school at the facilities. And when they finish their work, picking fruit or whatever, send them back safely to their home country without need to worry about rape or violence or crossing the desert. It's that simple.
Yes.
It's humane. It's reasonable.
Yes. By the way, Dr. Deagle, are you aware that the Bracero program did not just include Mexicans, but it included Japanese as well? I met several Japanese who were in the United States under the Bracero program, and they were very skillful. But fortunately for Japan, their economy has reached a much higher level, and they have no further need of sending people overseas for such a program.
Exactly. Now, so one of the issues that I find most frustrating is trying to get through to people. Now, I contacted the Pro-Life League of Southern California, which it turns out they're Catholic, and I asked them to give me the link up to the media people for Unplanned. And they called me from Florida, and they called me and said, well, we went through your website, Dr. Deagle, and you said the Pope is for the New World Order. I said, that's obvious. I mean, he announced it actually at the 2016 meeting with Barack Obama and 72 world leaders. Well, we're offended. I said, well, if the truth offends you, you need to kind of get a wake-up call. I said, I was raised a Catholic, and I'm pro-life. I'm a Christian now. And I'm going to tell you, I'm very offended by the fact that the Pope's suggesting he supports the Paris Accord and the Green Deal, which is not new, it's an old deal, because I was a charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago, and an oceanographer before I went into medicine. And it offends me that people get offended when I tell the truth. In fact, I found Catholics, when I travel around to the United States and Canada to do talks on pro-life issues, far more receptive on pro-life issues than Protestants. Probably 75 to 90% of Catholics were available and willing to help me. Probably 5% of Protestants. They slammed the phone down in my ear so hard I was going to lose hearing. The Protestants, they were afraid I was going to say something that might offend some fraction of their audience and they might lose ties.
Yeah.
And they didn't want me to raise issues over pro-life, because even in pro-life conferences, and I had this happen several years before we found out my wife was going to be pregnant with my daughter with Down syndrome. What about in the case of Down syndrome? And I had to give them a lecture. And a few years later, I was visited by the Pindar, who said he's going to touch my daughter's heart. And then six weeks later, I'm sitting in the ultrasound room, and she had Down syndrome with an endocardial cushion defect. So I can tell you, if you're not totally pro-life to the moment of conception, I call the moment of humanity, or the date of humanity, DOH, I call it, not your date of exit, where you exit the pubic arch, you don't become a human when you leave the pubic arch. And with people like this former doctor, who's the Virginia governor, who believes that you can keep the child comfortable and kill him afterward, somebody needs to tell this guy, send him a t-shirt, say, it's never too late to abort. In other words, you sucker should realize when you get sick or old, if you get a socialized healthcare system like Bernie Sanders Claus wants, they'll kill you. They'll abort you, buddy. And you have to understand that. People don't get it. I worked in the Canadian healthcare system. No matter what their early intentions are, even if Bernie Sanders had good intentions, but all the Democrats, including Bernie Sanders Claus, supports infanticide and murder of babies in utero. Fetus means Latin for little one. It's a little person. That's why this movie on plan showed an ultrasound, and the woman was shocked and amazed that a baby playing and sucking its thumb and bouncing on its right inside the uterus was about to be ripped limb from limb. And when she saw it happen, it turned her guts. She realized after 8 years of supporting abortion, she was being a monster. Okay? Now, you have to understand, most of the people in the abortuary have had abortions for one or another stupid reason. They've trained black women to be sexually promiscuous. Don't worry about it. You can always take care of it with an abortion. So if you're black in New York, you're 5 times more likely in utero to be aborted than if you're white or Hispanic. Okay, those are ugly facts, okay? So whether people like it or not, and I've been on both sides of this issue. So people say, is it murder? We had a thing called jigsaw babies. And if you don't put all the body parts together, the mother dies of puerperal sepsis or hemorrhage, okay? So don't tell me it's not murder. It's like telling a conciliary for the mafia that's killed 300 people, is it murder when you put a bullet in their head or their chest? Yeah, it's murder, okay? Let's call it that way. Don't say because it occurs behind operating room doors or a nice shiny building with, you know, nice lounges and everything and nice music or pleasant nurses that it's not murder. It's murder, okay? Get with the program. It's not open to your damned opinion. You can have all the goddamn opinion you want. You can take it and shove it up your rectally insert your stupid opinions. They don't mean a damn thing. And that's why the Most High God said there's only one truth, and he is the truth. That's why this week and today is Good Friday. It's not good because Jesus died. It's good because he rescued the world. And he gave basically an agreement to the whole world that he is coming back. But he also gave us to rule and reign for 2,000 years. We've done a crappy job, by and large. But we have ruled and reigned with Jesus. And so the whole world is getting exposed. Even Jesus, when he can't have a minister go to a Muslim community, he arrives supernaturally and converts Muslims directly to understand Yeshua, Jesus, is not going to come back as a Muslim beheading Christians if they don't convert to Islam. He's coming back as the Lord God incarnate, actually coming to reserve and marry the residual humanity as his bride forever. That's what he's coming back for, and it's going to be a time of trouble. That time of trouble is happening both under Democrats, Republicans, and globalists, and they all have their different Luciferic version of what they think totalitarianism will bring peace on Earth. No, it won't. It'll bring hell on Earth. It'll bring hell on Earth. And people don't get it. They don't understand the fact that Trump is not dealing with these things. He's got his own son-in-law, who's a Kabbalistic warlock, and I've said it over and over again, and he's about to sign the peace treaty. He's not a stupid man. He's a very smart man because he managed to use social media to get Trump elected, but he's an apostate Jew. If Jesus was here and he confronted Schneerson, his overlord, or Rabbi Kushner, I call him Rabbi Kushner because he should be, that if Kushner was confronted by Jesus, he'd say he's of the synagogue of Satan. I don't say that lightly. And people might get offended. No, I have real Jew. The word Jew means praiser. I have Jewish and Hebrew blood directly descended from Moses. So you can't say I'm anti-Semitic. I'm a Semite. Okay, so stop it. Stop it. And my children, by the way, have every genetic heritage of every race on Earth, including blacks. So if you want to say I'm a racist, you're an idiot, okay? Shut up. I'm not going to put up with it, all right? I want people to start understanding that when we're dealing with Russia are the oligarchs. Only 10% of the Russian population could be members of the Russian Communist Party. Communism was set up by the Jesuits and by the Vatican, by the British, to destroy the Romanovs and their competition because they were trying to make alliances between Russia and Germany, which Britain wanted to destroy. And Britain is a proxy for the Vatican. Of the Treaty of 1213, the Pope himself made it kick the crown off the king and said, look, you know, you have to understand I own Britain. And he does. With that treaty, Britain and its proxy, which is the United Nations and the World Government and the IMF, are completely owned and controlled by the Vatican. If you're offended because I support the movie Unplanned, you're an idiot. You have to discern the truth from the lies. And you have to discern that the Pope may say he's pro-life. On the other hand, he wants population control. He wants open borders, which will destroy our country. On the other hand, he wants to abort babies in utero that are black or Hispanic or white. Okay? You can't have it both ways. You can't. You can't say you're pro-life when you're allowing priests to assault little boys and then you just move them to a different church. I know I was assaulted by a priest at 14. He didn't get his way. Punched him in the stomach. He was a giant, 6'6". But I never went back to church, and when I went home to tell my dad, he beat me unconscious, okay? So let me tell you, I was raised a little Catholic boy, died at 8, served in the church 6 days a week, in mass and was a high altar boy, even with exorcisms, and assaulted by a priest at 14. Okay, so I know. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you've purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. We have two major areas to cover here in your articles you put out today. Firstly, the Russian Air Force base in Larachila Island, and the other is that's the race against time. And the other issue is we want to talk about some of the diabolical atrocities of President Vladimir V. Putin. You have to understand exactly 100 years ago how the Vatican and the globalists and the British actually engineered the Bolshevik Revolution. I actually took care of troops that actually went and held Moscow and St. Petersburg for 6 months before their guns arrived from America under the control of the globalists. People don't know this. They don't realize that we actually collaborate with the Bolsheviks even here in America to make sure they got weapons, and they were held in cities by Canadian Special Forces troops as well as Americans before their weapons arrived who could hand them over to the Bolsheviks. People don't know this, do they?
Right, just like they don't know that Leon Braunstein lived in New York City for several years before going back to Switzerland and Russia after the Germans and the British had worked out their secret treaty.
Right. In fact, wasn't that the assistant also to Vladimir Lenin was actually lived in New Jersey, right?
Yes, but people are unaware that Leon Trotsky was from New York, and or had lived in New York for several years. In fact, I knew an elderly woman who did research for Trotsky at the New York Public Library.
Right. You're old enough to know that, and I'm 67, but I know people are older. I mean, I knew the guys originally did the research on diabetes back in the 1920s. The important thing is to know these factoids are not, you know, floating out there. They're really important because Vladimir Putin is a very evil man. And the Russians, you have to understand the psyche of the Nordic peoples, including the Vikings, and you have to understand that the Russians are basically a combination of the red-haired Eastern, if you want to call it Viking or Nordic peoples, and the Mongols. And probably the most aggressive people on Earth are Mongols, okay?
Yes.
I got Mongolian blood, too, by the way. And I have to tell you, they're tough people. They live in the steppe. They live in vile climates. They're also prone to diabetes because they're so tough. They have to, the kind of diet they have will prevent, you know, present what's called ketogenic diet. But the Russians are tough. And they, when they exerted the Soviet Union, you have to understand that the whole ideas came from Karl Marx. Karl Marx was a librarian. He was literally collating information that was in the British libraries. I don't think Karl Marx ever visited Russia, did he?
I don't think so.
Right, and Marx, of course, Marx against socialism, people don't understand, is all based on high-level Luciferic Satanism. See, socialism and communism are completely godless. You have God, you don't have socialism and communism. In fact, the tithe, which goes back to ancient Israel, was so the Kohanim would take care of the people. If you needed food, if you need your house burned down and rebuilt, if you need anything, you go to the Kohanim even on the Sabbath, and they take care of you. People don't know that. The tithes wasn't just to keep the Kohanim from going into business. It was to make sure they took care of the business of being not only the politicians and the high priests, including drawing the straws of the 24 families, who's going to go in Yom Kippur to the Holy of Holies. Because if you're unrighteous when you went in there, they tied a rope to your right leg where you sang the prayers in Hebrew. And if you're unrighteous, you know what God did to you? Killed you on the spot. And if you stop singing, they hauled your dead carcass underneath the sea cow skins of the ark of the tent of meeting that Moses had out in the desert. They hauled your dead carcass out underneath the things. People don't know this. God is the creator. He's also the destroyer. If you go into his Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur and you're unrighteous, like the sons of Ai, he killed you. He killed you on the spot. He didn't allow you to pour the blood over the horns of the altar. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
And they think God's a real mushy guy. No, God's not mushy. He loves you. He'll do anything for you. He'll die for you. He'll incarnate and die like he did today, our memorial for the Good Friday. But he also has a limit. And we're reaching that limit. America's reaching that limit. I'm praying to God that we get a chance to talk to Donald Trump and make him go from Trumpinocchio to real. He's got a lot of good things about him. He has a big heart. He wants to do the right thing, but remember the definition of evil is to do what's right in your own heart, especially when you get bad advisors like John Lightning Bolt and Pompeo and some of these other maniacs that are CFR Satanists and high-level secret orders. And they're the right version of the New World Order. There's just this different satanic model of how they're going to get there. And then we got the left version with the Democrats. I mean, they don't even have a mask on anymore. They're so obvious. Look at Bernie Sanders Claus with his angry eyes. And he had 2.5 million people. These shows how naive people are to believe Bernie he's going to bring a real nice version of totalitarian health care. Really? I worked in totalitarian health care in Canada, and it killed my parents. Okay? I saw that they didn't want me to innovate and develop any new technology. And if I did, they would either not pay for it, number one. Number two, they would discipline the hell out of me for even suggesting something. And working in association even with a specialist, say, a chiropractor or dentist or whatever, is anathema in Canadian healthcare. You try to do that, man, they're going to discipline your ass and pull your license.
Right.
So if you're innovative and you're a functional medicine doctor, whatever, doing something to try to reduce the cost of care and the danger of different procedures, you're going to get persecuted because the system, and why do they have fee-for-service? Just pay the doctor an hourly wage. Stop all this fee-for-service garbage. Let it be between. But don't think that the government can say, well, we'll take away the personhood of the unborn, or we'll kill the elderly. Look at the ACA. They don't want to defend the ACA, the Democrats. In fact, Nancy said, why don't we just fix the ACA? In the ACA, there's death panels. They don't actually impose the law, because if they did, there'd be a massive revolt. Not only the medical profession, including the American Murder Association, who still wouldn't put up with it. Believe it or not, even those wouldn't. Because if you're 72 and you need a clot removed from your brain, and I had the specialist on about 4 years ago about this on my show, you actually have to wait till the death panel meets on Tuesday and the patient needs a treatment in 2 hours or they're dead. D-E-A-D dead, like in not coming back. And the second time the doctor violates it is 5 years in prison, besides the first penalty can be up to $500,000.
Yeah.
So you can't defend the ACA. So these dumb Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, who says you have to read it to decide what's in it, and look at angry eyes Bernie Sanders Claus. He's a communist. Communism is Satanism in its full-fledged form, isn't it?
Full-fledged. Yes, it is.
So when you want to say he's going to provide us free health care, it's not free. He said, oh, it's still going to be taxable and raise your taxes. Look, if you don't get rid of the trial lawyers, which, by the way, the Democrats are tied to, if you don't get rid of fee-for-service, if you don't get rid of state licensing, if you don't control the drug companies, which, by the way, are also tied to the Democrats, you're never going to control costs. And if you try to raise the taxes enough, you're going to destroy the economy, and the healthcare system has a certain amount of inertia. In other words, if you try to all of a sudden drop the fees 40% to doctors, they're just going to go bankrupt and close their offices. If you do that to hospitals, they'll just close their surgical and trauma units. They'll just close. They won't be open for more than another 30, 60 days. And he says there's a transition period. He's an idiot, okay? He is a blithering idiot. He doesn't understand. If you want to fix it, the first thing you do is provide care to those people who don't have it now. You set up and have a value-added tax and rent a room, say, in a hospital or a clinic, where they, instead of going to the emergency department, go to this room where they can actually see a doctor or nurse paid an hourly wage. Maybe somebody like me paid to work 2 or 3 hours on a Saturday morning so I can take care of people who don't have insurance. All right?
Right.
Or a woman who wants to have a home and she wants to work 2 or 3 days a week because she's got a family and she has little kids and she's a female doctor or a nurse practitioner. What I see happening is there's no common sense here. There's no decency. There's no autonomy to the people. Health and Human Services and the State Licensing Authority try to determine standard of care, which is crap. Okay, the people that decide that are idiots, usually. And they're trying to protect their purse, because one group, orthopedic surgeons or plastic surgeons, whatever, tries to persecute another group because they try to file suits or legal actions through the State Licensing Authority against their competitors. That's the facts, people. You might think otherwise, you're an idiot, all right? So there's a simple solution to this, but I don't think Santa Claus is going to provide them, and there's enough stupid people in the country believe Santa Claus. Now, Trump's screwing up, too. He could have executive orders to pass cross-state competition right now. He passed something in his first term before he lost the House where you'd have the VA hospital, you could see any doctor. You can pass other regulations through HHS and through executive order. They would step by step make things much more affordable. Thank you, Lord. And then you could even put something like a federal value-added tax and send the money not to the state, not to the, but to the county, and not have paid officers, but have paid doctors, nurses, and health practitioners, an hourly wage to take care of people that don't have insurance. That simple. It fixes the problem. And you know, right now we're taking care of illegals. We got millions of illegals here that don't have insurance. We still have to pay for it. So you know what? It comes out of my insurance because I got to pay the hospital to take care of not only my health problems, but theirs, because I have to pay more on my insurance. So part of the reason why my insurance is so high, even with Medicare, is to take care of people who don't have insurance when the hospital has to absorb those costs.
Right.
These are facts, people.
ER.
Right.
Yep.
They shouldn't show up in the ER. They should show up in a place where a doctor's actually trained to be a primary care doctor or nurse or whatever. It's what I see going on, and you don't even need to build a different building. Rent a room, okay? Stop all this garbage, okay? And also start to change fee systems so that you don't have fee-for-service. You have hourly wages. So a surgeon would pay, I call it economically neutral pay, so that their wage when they're talking to a patient is the same as if they were cutting. Then they're not going to cut. It's going to cut costs dramatically because you have a lot less procedures done that aren't necessary because it keeps doctors' income protected by doing unnecessary procedures. That's the facts, people.
Yes. Dr. Deagle, if I may use myself as an example, I have another point I would like to get across.
Right.
As you're very well aware, the Lord has given me a very unique and wonderful gift, a gift which helped save America more than once.
Right.
But because I had an elderly sibling who was disabled at birth,
right.
My mother was very seriously considering aborting me. Now, if that had happened, you look at history, and you look at my age now, 80, if I were in Canada right now, I would probably be a candidate for abortion, even though I'm in as good a health now as I was at 30. I could.
You mean a postnatal abortion? I call it eldericide, where basically they're killing the elderly because if you have a fall and you get temporarily, let's say, have a cognitive problem, and you're perfectly taken care of making your own meals at home, but you had a bad fall and broke your hip and become now confused, they kill you in hospitals in Canada. They give you a lethal injection. Okay, people say, oh, no, they don't do that. I say, you know what? I work there, okay? The healthcare system in Canada is deteriorated just like it has in Britain. What about that little boy that they wanted to take and fly off to Italy to give him maybe a 10 or 20% chance of maybe surviving? They even blocked with military armed troops to let the parents take him to a helicopter on the roof of the hospital to take him to Italy. And even the Pope was offering to make him an Italian citizen temporarily. That's how freaking bad socialized totalitarian medicine is. You and even your doctor, who's a white coated Spitznaz officer for totalitarian socialized communist medical care system, which is luciferic, isn't going to be able to pray with you when you're dying or to offer alternative care. The doctors are going to be persecuted or even jailed if they try to do something that the state doesn't agree with.
Yes. And so now at the age of 80, I could be euthanized and I would be no longer of any help on these very difficult problems. You know?
Let me draw out exactly what will happen if Bernie gets in. Number one, he's going to tackle something he doesn't understand the economic consequences of how to transition the system. I know how to transition it. Number one, you have a VAT, value-added tax, a very small one, and that tax goes to the county. You don't pay anybody to have a job. You pay the doctors and nurses to rent a room to take care of people who don't have insurance. That simple. You have catastrophic insurance for everybody in the country. Everybody automatically gets catastrophic insurance, whether you have insurance or not. That means you got something big going on. Then, secondly, you need to move to a wipe out malpractice. Everything goes to mediation. And if you have a problem with a doctor, you can actually notify a local board that deals with the county, not with the state or the federal government. And you can notify them that you have a problem with a specific doctor and you actually raise an issue. If the county thinks there's enough, they'll actually investigate and start mediation, which means you get a panel together, you don't have a bunch of lawyers, try to discover if a doctor has a deficiency. And after so many months of training, if he's actually certified, he's good to go on that particular area. Otherwise, if he hasn't done, say, a shoulder surgery in 5 years, he has to go back to a clinic to prove that he knows how to do it. It's that simple. Fix the problem. Don't wait until he serially kills a whole bunch of people because he's incompetent or gets away with murder. I saw with Dr. Michael Janssen, who did an inappropriate procedure on a man he paralyzed. His response was to get his physiatrist to file against me with the state board, and I had to answer a question, and then tried to use that as a basis to pull my license for doing an IME on a case that he screwed up. I didn't even treat the patient. I just did an independent medical eval. All right? That's how bad the system is. CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We want to talk about a couple of things we haven't talked about. We want to talk about the atrocities of Vladimir Putin. And you have a couple here in this letter that I'll be posting up. The diabolical atrocities of Vladimir Putin since 2000. We also have to understand, if you look at the Russian perspective, these people are arrogant, the Russians are. They're also smart. I mean, look at some of the technology they developed, including their long-range hypersonic cruise missiles and so on. They're not stupid people. They're aggressive people. These are the red-haired, Eastern, if you want to call it, Nordic peoples, mixed with Mongolian, so they're super aggressive. And they're diabolical, and the Russian elite, which are the white Russians, including Vladimir Putin and his ilk, are in control of a large part of the world. In fact, the second largest aluminum manufacturer in the world is Russian. People don't know
That's
this,
right.
Do they? So what you have to understand, when they say they're going to manipulate elections, they manipulate everybody's elections. So do the Chinese. The Chinese are even more dangerous. In fact, Xi considers himself the second Mao Zedong. This guy's a maniac. He considers himself the emperor of China, and he wants to take over not only world manufacturing, he wants to take over AI and the actual matrix. Mr. Xi is an idiot. He really is. And I'm telling you in Chinese, by the way, I won't say it in Chinese, but I'm telling you, Mr. Xi, we have technology centuries ahead of you, including AI, and hacked into the matrix. And let me tell you, the Thule Society of Nazi Germany was transformed and translated over to America, and the occult society that runs our NSA, which is hundreds of times bigger budget than even the CIA, it runs the world, and the world America is run as a colony of Britain, and Britain is literally a proxy of the Vatican, and the Vatican of the Pindar through the Druidic Council of 13. People don't understand. They're dealing with a level of intelligence and evil that's far beyond the mortal conscience of the average person, and they don't want to understand that. That's why I tell people, when I see someone who's injured or whatever, I literally will pray with them and literally do, if we want to call even at a distance, a distant exorcism, just like Jesus did with the demoniac of the Gadarene. When I see someone with either generational curses or personal, they're not just physically sick, they're spiritually sick, just like our nation is spiritually sick. The fact that our nation doesn't have a national health care system for everyone, that people can still be homeless or outside and die of hypothermia even in San Diego County, is ill. It's sick. The fact that we have a giant military, not to protect Americans, because we have no missile defense at all. None. I work with the guys at White Sand Missile Base in Vandenberg. We don't have any. And I sent one a year and a half ago to President Trump. No response. Damn it. And by the way, my missile response technology, which is using Gerald Super Cannon with plasma rockets and laser-net interferometry systems, is a more advanced version of the brilliant pebbles that they presented in the early 1980s when they had Ronnie Reagan there with Gorbachev, and Gorbachev had a fit. I actually talked to the four-star general who's sitting between Gorbachev and Ronnie when Ronnie talked about Star Wars, and Gorbachev had it freaked out right there, and he told me exactly what the words of Gorbachev were, of just how freaked out he was, because Gorbachev's not an idiot. But he realized, the Russians realized, they're not going to keep up with America, and Putin is so freaking arrogant, he doesn't have the common sense to realize he's dealing with the beast. The beast system, the New World Order, is the United States of America as a proxy of the Vatican and the New World Order. We are the world cop. And people don't understand that. And these kind of nations that think they have nuclear weapons, chemical and biological, they have no idea what America has. No idea. We can use weather and geotectonic weapons that can completely smash a nation to pieces without one bullet or one missile. We can send bioweapons and scalar radiation that can disrupt their DNA from thousands of miles away. They don't have any idea. These other nations are freaking idiots. And even Donald Trump probably has no idea about the advanced technology that's being sequestered by the SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA that runs the state of It's a Real Hell, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. They're the only reasons why America is a world currency standard, because it's tied to oil. This is all a scheme by the Luciferic Satanists, run ultimately by the Pindar through the Vatican and the Jesuits. They're just minor minions. The Jesuit Pope is just a minion of the Pindar and of Lucifer himself. People don't realize that. So we look at Putin. This is an arrogant, self-centered, non-vodka drinking, aggressive maniac who wants to re-exert the Soviet Union. Ain't going to happen, Putin. And if you try to do something, it says in the Bible that 3/4 of your population, more than that, will die on the hills of Jerusalem trying to attack Israel, because Israel's ready with the Samson option. Israel is going to repent when Jesus returns, and 1/3 of them in the book of Psalms will turn back into the one they pierced. You know, that's what it talks about this whole weekend over the day of resurrection, okay, at about Passover and Easter. Easter is a pagan day that the Roman Catholic Church brought in after the 3rd century. It's evil. The Statue of Liberty is the Statue of Ishtar, the Isis, the fertility goddess. It's evil as hell. People try to worship it. It's the Statue of Liberty. Libertas, it's not. It's a statue of Isis, isn't it?
Yes, it actually is.
And people don't know that, and that's why the French gave us one. They gave us one because they were led by high-level Luciferic Satanists themselves. And even the current Prime Minister or President of France, these people are Luciferic Satanists. You couldn't get ahead of any political system in any country on earth unless you're in some secret order, whether it's Islam, Judaism, or Christianity. That's what people don't want to hear. There's no good man here. There's no good side. They're all evil. How's that?
Yes.
Including Mr. Trump, who's not yet converted, because while while he's playing the fiddle, Rome or America is going to burn. Because it will burn with nuclear fire. It says, woe to you, America. Great was your lever of destruction. In fact, I'm going to read that last couple sentences here of the small scroll, which God gave me almost, many, many years ago. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Go forth once more unto a hard and arrogant people, a righteous people full of purpose and plans, with my word on their lips, but a curse in their hearts. So these are Christians, but yet they allow abortion, for example, and allow, senior side in healthcare systems, allow the ACA, and vote Democrat, for example. Turn you sheep from the pathway that leads to destruction before and become my people again. Then I will heal your land and set my tent over you, and you will be my bride. But if you do not soon turn, then in the day of my wrath I will set my face against you, and you will become only a whisper in the darkness, O America. In other words, if there's a human population left on earth 2 centuries from now, they will believe that America was a legend that never existed. That's how bad it is.
Yes. And speaking of Easter, there's one thing that we forget about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that is he was resurrected from the dead, and he lived on this earth for several days afterwards.
40 days. In fact, 40 days.
40 days, and at least 500 people see him during that period of time.
And by the way, he was touchable. He ate fish. In other words, he had a body. He had a resurrected and perfect body, but he had a body. And people need to realize that he's coming back to actually marry the bride, which is us, collectively saved believers in Yeshua. Now, there's nicer people than me that are going to be annihilated. People don't like that. Well, I've been a nice person. I don't care if you're a nice transhumanist or a nice atheist or a nice whatever. If you don't have a relationship with the Most High God, you don't live in eternity. Because if people that were not saved go to eternity, heaven will be hellish. How's that?
Yes. Yes, it will. So I wish everyone a happy Easter. But at the same time, we have to be very prudent at this time because we are involved in a missile crisis, which is far more serious than the Cuban Missile Crisis, which I knew firsthand back in 1961.
By the way, I want to go through a couple of the things you said. Putin had a major role to play in 9/11, as well, related to the bombings of World Trade Center in New York and planning of the Afghan War that had become the longest war. And, of course, Russia was involved in Afghan long before they pulled out, which was, by the way, primarily caused by infective diarrhea. The Russian Air Force, of course, is in Lauritsen Island. Russia has been hacking into the elections for almost every Western nation. It's not just us, France, Germany, wherever. They're trying to do things. We do it on our own end called Orange Revolutions, and we do it with the Soros Foundation, these globalists. So, basically, Russia's trying to do a minor version of what we do. And now China's doing the same thing with their their foundations they put in universities. So they got a quarter, they got a third of a million students here in usually engineering or technology, trying to steal technology because they want to master artificial intelligence. They want to be the masters of the cognitive superstate by 2025. They've actually published it under Xi. People don't know this. 5-6 years from now, the Chinese want to own AI and control the world matrix. That's what they want. By the way, the matrix has been around for almost 50 years. When I got involved back, you know, many years ago, they already had the Promise software and the artificial intelligence supernet set up in multiple sites, including Jakarta, Indonesia, Moscow, Beijing, and the primary node at Schriever Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado. I know everything about the New World Order and the Matrix and the artificial intelligence supernet and the simulations they've set up. And America is so far ahead of the so-called other people don't realize that America is the New World Order. It is the beast. Yes, it has a duality. It's the daughter of Zion, and there's more Christians here than anywhere, and we've done more missionary work to help more people around the world. But it's also the daughter, if you want to call it, the offspring of the beast. And the beast system, its primary currency is the American dollar through the IMF, and the primary projector of power around the world is America.
Yes.
And our enemies don't even perceive just how advanced our weapons are to come against them through cyber technology and other things. They really don't grasp it. I'm trying to beg them, please do not, and they have to pray. The first thing that Russians and Chinese should be doing is praying, even if you've been an atheist before. Because what's coming to these nations is destruction. What's coming to Russia and to China and to any nations that come against the beast, and the beast empire here in America is going to die. Most Americans have no missile defense system. They don't have backup power. We just added, by the way, solar today. They don't have backup food. They don't have self-protection. They're just thinking Donald Trump and the government, my Republican Party, is going to protect me. Wrong. Yeshua Jesus will, if you listen and you prepare. But he has to supernaturally intervene, because without it, it says, unless those days were cut short, nor flesh would survive, in the book of Mark. Guess what? It's worse than you can imagine. And unfortunately, I'm not cruel enough to tell you everything I know. But I can tell you right now the danger, not only of what's going on here, but of AI, of super weapons, of super pathogens, of all these technologies, and even 5G network. You can hack into human DNA from 5G network, and you actually have toxic effects on people through scalar technology. I know how to do it now. I'm not going to release what I know, but I also can do therapeutic things with the same frequencies that if I use them as a weapon, I could create some of the most deadly and subtle weapons in human history. I'm not going to do it. But there are people that are wise enough, and scalar weapons used in the battlefield with drones and so on that can disrupt your DNA or liquefy your liver or make you have a seizure and drop to the battlefield and break your teeth off. People say, oh, they can't do that. I said, you know, the war of the future is not going to be human against human. It'll be drone and cyborg and robot warrior distantly operated against human flesh. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Yes, it's
very scary. It's not a video game either. It's a lot nastier than anything on TV or some movie you've seen. A lot nastier. You see, I work with the FBI and CDC and Homeland Security and FEMA. I know what's going on. And these guys would get laughy. They'd realize, hey, we're working with Deagle. We know what he knows, what he knows. I was a point man under Reserve Admiral Hughes on the National Project in Colorado in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. I know what's going on. I call it OMG moments. And it's a good thing the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, was raised from the dead, because without his intervention, without him literally saving me to stay alive and John W. Springs to stay alive to try to get a witness through to Donald Trump, and without your prayers, people out there, to keep us alive and getting the truth out, without our prayers to change the heart of America and the world, without our prayers to save humanity from destruction, the intervention of God is coming. So think about it. The day of resurrection is here.